It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF fund is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to ETF funds and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
It's ETF of the Week time with Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Of course, Tom joins us each week at this point to not always just say, hey, here's something that is trending, but to look at things that you can add to your portfolio, diversify your portfolio with. Sometimes we're looking at new funds or issues that you might want to consider as they go forward and more. And that's because at ETF Trends, well, you A, get Tom's picks and the work of his staff where they're looking at what's happening in ETFs and which funds do you want to buy and why do you want to hold them, etc. But you also get the rest of their work covering the ETF industry, looking at what's new and what's happening as ETFs are one of the fastest changing parts of the fund world. Now, if you want more information, it's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends and Tom is at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom is on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares DWA Technology Momentum Portfolio, ticker symbol PTF.
It's the PowerShares DWA Technology Momentum Portfolio, PTF. It is a bit of a mouthful. I'm curious about this one, Tom, because although technology is kind of an adjective here, it's modifying momentum. We're looking at a momentum-driven portfolio at a time when most folks are starting to wonder whether the momentum is gone from the market.
Well, it's right, Chuck. So let's just take a minute. Most people look at ETFs as index-based strategies, long-term indexes that you could recognize, and that's really what the ETF industry was built on. But over time, there have been so many indexes created and so many ETFs that have been wrapped around them, which is great because we've got a lot of choices. Most recently, you've heard the term smart beta. These are indexes, but they're actually almost active indexes based on certain methodologies or strategies. What's happened in this ETF is the folks at Dorsey Wright have partnered with the folks at PowerShares to create a portfolio that focuses in on the technology sector, but more importantly, about those individual companies that have had positive momentum compared to the rest of the stocks within that sector. Now, to put it in layman's terms, what they try to do is buy those companies that are doing well and buy high and sell higher. That's really the guts of what they're trying to do here. And with the fact that the market really has been somewhat flat this year, this ETF, because of this momentum strategy, has done that much better than the NASDAQ 100 because they've been able to cherry-pick those stocks that they put in the index that have shown a little bit of a greater momentum. So it's kind of ETF 2.0, actively managed indexes, having some good managers behind it with a system, and the fact that this index is, in fact, rebalanced every quarter. So if one of the stocks within the index happens to fall off or doesn't show the strength that got them there in the first place, it could get kicked out and another stock could be put in. Kind of active management within the ETF world. And it's worth, if you're an ETF fan, to look into this a little bit more. Not only for its performance, but most importantly now, technology is one of those growth areas that, as we continue to hopefully see positive momentum, although it's not that fast, positive momentum in the technology space, picking out those better performing stocks and putting them into an index makes a heck of a lot of good sense.
So how much, when you have a portfolio that is looking at momentum, do you worry that you'll be trading in and out regularly based on 200-day moving average? I mean, does that do you find that you wind up with this kind of portfolio doing more trading?
Well, I think so. I you yourself may be doing more trading, and you know, you and I have a good time educating folks about all of the positive things that ETFs offer. The fact that they can be long-term holds in your asset allocation strategy, fantastic. But also from time to time, we can pick out an ETF that has a specific strategy where those investors who like to be a little bit more opportunistic, maybe you've got some cash available, maybe you've made cash available because based on what's going on in the markets, not only here in the U.S., but around the world, you might have lightened up in some areas that might seem vulnerable. So if we're talking about you here, and you're paying attention to your portfolio, you've got some cash available, this ETF is just moved above its 200-day average for the first time in a couple months. After the recent correction that we saw in the markets, it's now moved back above its average. Great opportunity to buy because it gives you that stop-loss point. As far as allocation, it really is more of a personal preference. If you're a buy-and-hold investor and you're happy with your allocation and you're happy that you've integrated ETFs into your portfolio more, fantastic, because you've got technology sector in there for sure. However, if you do have some cash, and don't go crazy on this, but if you like the technology sector, maybe above the NASDAQ 100, this might be something that you try.
It's the PowerShares DWA Technology Momentum Portfolio, ticker symbol PTF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
If you want more information on ETF Trends, go to ETFTrends.com and follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. While you're at it, well, click an extra button or two and follow Tom Lydon on Twitter as well. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, we just got off to a great start on the October 1st edition of Money Life, but we're picking up speed. There's much more to go. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.